Okay, today we're going to do Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph of Masecha Sota. We're toward the top of the page, three lines from the top of the page. So the Mishnah said, "Bo biyom darash Rabbi Shua ben Hurkano shelo avar Iyov." That Iyov only served Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Iyov served Hakadosh Baruch Hu purely me ava. So because he said lo ayachel, but Rabbi Shua ben Hurkano wasn't sure what Iyov meant. Did he mean that he's miyachel Hashem even if he dies, and you see from there that he was over me ava, or did he mean that he's not miyachel Hashem, lo as in lo with an aleph, until he dies, meyira, he'd get killed. But if you'd kill him and you're not going to save him, then he's not going to be mitzapeh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. So he only served meyira. But he proved from the pasuk ad egva lo asir to masi mimeni that Iov in fact served Hashem me'ava. So we explain the pasuk lo ayachel that he's miyachel Hashem even if he were to get killed. So ask the Gemara, why was Rabbi Shua unsure what the words lo ayachel mean, whether it means that he's miyachel Hashem or that he's not? Velechzi haylo ilam Aleph Ksiv Lohu. If it's spelled Lamed Aleph, it means not, that he does not yearn for Hashem. V'Belamed Vav Ksiv Lohu. And if it's spelled Lamed Vav, then it means for him that he does yearn for Hashem. What's the big kasha? So says Marav Kol Heichod Ksiv Belamed Aleph Lohu. Do you think every time it's spelled Lamed Aleph, it means Lo Miten Aleph? It means no. If you say that Elameyata, you know there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that talks about the Chazde Hashem that he does with Klal Yisrael. Bechol Tzarasam Lo Tsar. It says Dechsiv, it says Belamed Aleph. So Hachinami Delahu, do you think it means that Hashem is not Choshish for the Tsaros of Klal Yisrael and he doesn't suffer along with them? Vechite Machinami. And if you say, yeah, Imachinami, Hashem doesn't suffer with Klal Yisrael. Vaksiv, but the Pasuk said, goes on to say, Umalach Panov Hoshiyam, that in the Malach Michael who serves in front of Hashem constantly saves the Jewish people because Hashem sends him to save the Jewish people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously pays attention to our tsaros. So lo tsar must mean lo with a vav tsar. Ela mashmachi mashmachi. So it must be lo mitin aleph. Can mean lo as in no, or can mean lo as in to him, as in yes. Tanya remeir omer nemer yirei elokim be'iyov. It says be'iyov that is yirei elokim nemer yirei elokim be'avraham. And it says yirei elokim be'avraham. So we learn a gezeira shava. Ma yirei elokim omer be'avraham me'ava. Just like Avraham Avinu served Hashem me'ava. Av yirei elokim omer be'iyov. Of me'ava, so to Iov, even though it's called Yirei Elokim, it means me'ava. V'Avram gufe minala. And how do I know Avram served Hashem me'ava? Dechsiv zera Avram ohavi, because Hashem was made about him, or the Navi was made about him. That Avram is ohavi; he is a lover of Hashem. Ma'ika bein osa me'ava la osa meyira. What's the difference between someone who does the Ratzon Hashem me'ava and someone who does it meyira? So it says Ma'ika hadetanya. The nafkamina between them is what it says in the following brisa. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Gadol osa me'ava yosim in osa meyira. Someone who serves me'ava is greater than someone who serves meyira. Shezet tali le'elav dar, v'zet tali La'alpayim dar. Someone who serves Meira, his service of Hashem will benefit his family for 1,000 generations. But Me'ava, it's going to work for 2,000 generations. Hachoksiv by Ava, it says La Alofim Lo Ahavai L'Shomrei Mitzosai. V'Hasam Ksivim by Yira, it says L'Shomrei Mitzosav L'Elef Dar. But just one Elef, not La Alofim. So Hasam Nami asked the Gemara, but by the pasuk that says Elef Dar Ksiv Lo Ohavav L'Shomrei Mitzosav L'Elef Dar. So it sounds like it's only 1,000 generations, even for Ohavav. Hailu de Samachle, Vahailu de Samachle. Now the Pasuk says Alpayim Dar is going on Ohave Hashem, which is right next to it. La Alofim La Ohavai, it says. And the Pasuk that says Elef Dar is going on that, the kind of Ovid Hashem that's mentioned closest to the word Elef. It says Lushomrei Mitzvosav La Elef Dar. Shomer means Meyira. Shmira means to be careful about Los Haseis. Los Haseis are associated with Yira. Hanu Treta. There were two Talmidim that were sitting in front of Rava. Chad Amar Le Ikarian Bechalmai, Ma Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanta Lireacha. One of them said to Rava that I saw a pasuk in my dream, the pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Aleph, that says Ma Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanta Lireacha, about Yiras Hashem. Bechad Amar Le, and the other one said to Rava, Ikarian Bechalmai, I saw a pasuk in my dream, Yismachu Kol Chosivach Lo Olim Raninu V'Yaltzu Becha Ohavei Shemecha. about Oave Shemecha. So Amalu Rav said, Tarvaich Rabban Tzadiki Gemuri Atun. You are both such tzadikim. You have dreams of psukim. Who could have ever imagined? Talmidim like this, fantastic. Mar Me'ava, Mar Me'ira. But one of you is Noved Hashem Me'ava, the other one is Noved Hashem Me'ira. And those are two different things. So main point over here, I guess we'll say, is that Rabbi Shubin Horkinus wasn't sure whether the low in Iov, lo ayachel, meant not or meant yes, because it could mean both ways. And second main point over here is that someone who serves Hashem me'ahava is on a greater level and it will protect him for 2,000 generations, as opposed to someone who serves Hashem me'yira will only protect him for 1,000 generations. Hadron Allah Kashem Shamayim. Now we begin the sixth parak of Masechta Sota. In the beginning of the previous parak, we said that a woman who has yichud after the husband was mekaneh her becomes asur to her husband. So now we're going to discuss what kind of edus you need for that yichud, or what kind of edus you need for tumah in order to know that she is asur to her husband. So, and what kind of edus you need to make her lose her ksuba, and when does he have to pay her ksuba after he divorces her? So says the Mishnah, Misha kinei l'ishto, if a man did kinoy in his wife, that she shouldn't, he told her, he warned her, don't have yichud alone with this man, v'nistra, but then she went into stira with this man. Afilu shama me'af ha-pareach, even if the Baal only knows this because he heard from an ofa, from a little birdie, meaning an eved or a shivcha who does not have strong abilities of edus, still she becomes asked him yotzi v'itim ksuba divrei Blazer. He has to divorce her. She's asked him, but he's got to pay her ksuba according to Blazer. Bishua Omer achi yisu v'yitnu b'mozoros b'levana, that if there are no two edim that are made that she had stira, she does not become asr unless the rumors become so strong that she's asr that all the women are talking about it in the beauty parlor, that everyone is talking about this maisa. So then we start believing it. So the mission explains, what about when they're made that she was tame, that she did something with the guy, not just stira, and who could be made about that? If one aide says, I saw that she was nitmes, that she had bio with the guy, she loses the ability to drink the mesota, you divorce her, you don't pay her ksuba, the Torah believes ned echad about this tuma. Even an eved or a shivcha is believed, even to make her pasul miksubasa. Chamosa Baschamosa, people who she naturally has a contentious relationship with, like her mother-in-law or her sister-in-law, Vitsagrasa, or her co-wife, Vivemta, or her husband's brother's wife, Ubas Baila, or her stepdaughter, Hare Elu Ne'amanos, they are made to say that she had bia with another man, even though these women typically do not like her very much and may want to paint her in the least flattering light. But Velolapulsa Miksubasa, such women cannot pasla from Miksuba, Elishlotishta. All they can say is that she's not able to drink the Mesota because we believe them enough that she had bia with the guy. Shahaya Badin, because we could have learned to Kal V'chomer that Neid Echad should not be believed because of Ma'am Edus Rishona, the Edus that are made that she had Stira, She'eno Sarti Yisraelam, which is not going to Asher her forever, because if all she had was Stira, if all she had was Yichud with the guy, she could drink the Mesota and potentially be vindicated, and maybe she'll even be allowed to go back to her husband and teach Truma and all the rest. But still, even for such an edus, which is only really a temporary effect that the edus will have, you need to aid him to do it. Edus achrona, edus that she had bia with the guy, she'osarta yisraelam, which is going to answer her forever. I don't think for sure you need to aid him for such an impactful edus. Tamalomar the aidin ba. Kol edus sheyeshba. Now, for tuma, all you need is any sort of edus. Pasuk says that when is edus insufficient for tuma, when the eid ain ba. But we see from there that any sort of edus would be good enough. So once we learn from the pasuk that even neid echad is neman about edus of tuma, kal v'chomer leedus harishona me'ata. So once we explain this din about edus achrona, maybe now we can make a kal v'chomer backwards. Uma'im edus achrona shosarti yisraelam. If the edus about tuma, which is such an impactful edus that it could ask her forever, harei miskayem is beid echad, even one eid is good enough for it. Edus harishona Rishona Edus of Yichud Sheinos Sarta Yisrael, which isn't gonna aser forever. Eino Din Shetiskay in Beit Echad should all the more so be good enough with only Eid Echad. Tamalomer Kimatzoba Ervas Davar. That's why the pasuk says Kimatzoba Ervas Davar Ulalanu Omer. And by Dina Edus it says Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar Mal Alan Al Pishnayim Afkan Al Pishnayim. So just like by Dina Edus, Edus needs two Edim. So we hear also by Arayus you need two Edim. Edomer Nitmes, one aid says that she had Bia, the Edomer Lo Nitmes, and the other aid says, we didn't see Bia, we just saw Yichud. Isha Omeres Nitmes, Visha Omeres Lo Nitmes, or one woman says she was Nitmes, the other one says not, Haisa Shosa. She would drink the Mesota because there's a Hachosh in the Edus, so we're Mavatal the Edus, and we leave it as a suffix whether she was Nitma or not. Echon Omer Nitmes, Ushnaim Omer Lo Nitmes, if one aid says she had Bia, two aidim say she did not, Haisa shows us certainly she's going to drink the mesota. But what if shnayim or nitmes? You have two edim that say that she was nitmes, echrom alon nitmes, and one edim that says she was not nitmes. Then lo haisa shosa. So then she would not drink the mesota because the edus of one of them is pushed away from the edus of an ed echad is rejected in favor of the edus of shnei edim. So the Mishnah just discusses over here what kind of edus do we need for Stira, and what kind of edus do we need for Tumah? And the Mishnah demonstrates that counterintuitively, we need a stronger edus for Stira than we do for Tumah. And then the second part of the Mishnah, I guess the next main point will be, we have the Mishnah discusses what happens when there's conflicting eduyos. So only if there are two edim that she's nitmes and one ed that she was not nitmes, only then is it conflicting enough to say that that she's nitmes, that she does not drink. But otherwise, even if it's even, it's one against one, she would drink the mesota because we would consider it to be like a suffix. Okay, we'll stop there and Beis Hashem will pick up with the Gemara next time.